Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
How nice is that? Here we are. Yesterday was Thursday, starting Overnight America. Just a couple hours later than usual, but all worth it with a big Blues win. Oh, boy. I pulled the audio of John Hamm calling a little bit of the Blues action. We might have to play that at some point during the show. We're going to have some fun tonight. You know, this last show of the week is always a little more flexible. So if there's something you want to talk about, 314-436-7900. That's the number, or 800-925-1120. And I wanted to start with something a little different, which was an experience I had earlier today. I told you that I was going to go to the Concord Grill. And anyone that listened to this radio program for decades, I mean, going back to the 1990s, would be very familiar with Jim White. And part of that is Jim White's appeal. You would have different services and products and things you would talk about. Well, one of them was the Concord Grill. He was someone that frequent there. And I was told that his face was still up on the wall. There's a plaque of Jim White. And some people messaged me and they said he used to have a burger. Ask them about that when you go there. So today was the day I wanted to go to the Concord Grill. I met up with Clint Hosse, who you hear on this radio program. I did a profile of him a couple of months back, or maybe last month. And he's also the one that did the radio holiday program, and he played the KMOX song at the start. Very talented musician. He's someone that worked for KMOX as a sales manager during the 1990s. So he worked with a lot of these personalities. So I met up with him, and I've been meaning to go to the Concord Grill. He knew Jim White pretty well, worked with Jim White. And because of that, I thought, you know, that'd be fun to go and see if that plaque's still hanging on the wall. Earlier today, 11:30, went to go pick up a burger for lunch and pick the Concord Grill, met Clint Hosse up there, and walk in and look around. It's, you know, I didn't know exactly what to expect. It was not the largest place. They probably had seating for 50 or something like that, maybe. I don't know. I didn't count, but it was about half full. And very friendly, they walk up to the front door and say, you know, are you joining anyone? I said, yeah, I have one person waiting for him. And I took a seat and I looked around and there it was. Jim White's plaque still hangs on the wall. How cool is that? I really didn't know what to expect. I thought, well, maybe it's gone. You know, he's been off the air for 20 years after all. Jim White, God love him, gone for 10 years, passed away 10 years ago, 2009. But there it was, a picture of Jim White wearing his, what looked like a red sweater, white collared shirt underneath it, undershirt, cleanly shaven, peppered hair. That look on his face that, you know that he was up to no good look. You know that good? Yeah, everyone knows that look. And underneath it says, in memory of the big bumper, Jim White, April 6th, 1937, to September 2nd, 2009. Isn't that cool? I'm glad they had that. So I sat down and they hand you a menu and there's about 300 burgers on this menu. It's amazing. I wondered, a place that size, how in the world can they have a menu as large as they had? And I'm scanning through the different burgers and all be, there it is. The Jim White burger is still on the menu. Oh, I was thrilled. The lady came over and said, let me tell you about our specials. And I said, no need. No need. I already know what I'm going to get. Give me the Jim White burger. And I just ate it as fast as you can be. It was a beautiful, delicious burger. So they're not a sponsor now. As far as I know, the Concord Grill is not a sponsor. But as I ate that thing. I just loved it. If you want to know what's on the, hold on, I'm pulling it up right now because I took a screenshot of the menu from the Concord Grill. It says the Jim White Burger. Did I cut off what it was? It was like, I think it was Swiss and mushrooms and bacon burger. I think that's what it was. The Jim White Burger. Delicious. I really enjoyed it. So I got to say, I thought that was the coolest thing. There's got to be so many other Camel X landmarks around town. Of course, at the stadium, there's a great Jack Buck statue sitting outside. And if you go to a Cardinals game, you have to at least walk by that statue and say hi to Jack Buck, or at least take a photo with it. I'm sure there's other great Camel X memorabilia around the area. There was a caller, and as I started to digitize some of these reel-to-reel tapes of old Camel X shows, I found one of Jim White and a caller that called in. And so far I've only been able to find one full hour of his show to get an idea of what it would have sounded like if you were just listening to Camel X at night. And I was really impressed by his show. So I'm going to play that sometime in the future. But what I wanted to play for you is one caller from Jim White. And you know what? I'm in the mood of Jim White. This would have been a typical call from one of his radio programs. And anyone that listened to him in the, you know, 70s, 80s, and 90s will be able to appreciate this random caller that called in.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. White.
Yes, it is.
I am furious, and I am going to try my best to tell my story quickly. And I hope there's some way you can help me. Last Saturday night, I went to a party. And this woman, after midnight, it was like a midnight brunch, and this woman served shrimp. The next morning at 7, I get a phone call, and she says, you'd better get to the hospital and have your stomach pumped.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
So I said, what are you talking about? And she said, I have a confession to make to you. And I said, well, go right ahead. And she said, last night, my icebox, something like this, my icebox was so full that I couldn't get the big bowl of shrimp in there. And she told me that she put this bowl of shrimp on her back porch to keep it cool out there.
Mm-hmm.
So help me, this is a true story. When she went out there to get the shrimp, she saw her cat fooling around in this bowl. And he had eaten just a little bit of it. She wanted, anyway, she brought it in, and she served it to us anyway, because that was like the main dish or whatever. The next morning, she's going out, I guess, to get her paper or something. She finds her cat dead on her doorstep. So right away, she thinks, well, it must have been the shrimp. She thought maybe it being on the back porch, not being cold enough, or just plain bad shrimp. So she calls and she says, to play it safe, you better get your stomach pumped. I went to the hospital immediately. They didn't even want to do it. And I insisted. I said, I'm not going to take any chances.
This is the morning after?
This is, I'm at the hospital at 7 in the morning.
And you ate the shrimp about midnight?
It was around 12:30.
Oh, well, okay, go ahead.
That's what they said. They said, you know, time has passed. I said, well, this cat, it could have died 15 minutes ago for all I know, and I'm not taking any chances. And I know for sure four other people who did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This woman calls me the same night at 5 o'clock.
Invited you over for dinner.
She's laughing. She says to me, honey, it was all a big mistake. She says, the guy next door came over a little while ago, and he told me that this morning when he was coming in from work, he hit her cat with his car. And he didn't want to wake her up, so he just put the cat there and thought he'd come over later and tell her. There I went, and I had my stomach pumped, and I called her today, and I don't know what the bill is, but I told her that she's going to have to pay. And she says there were four or five people who had their stomachs pumped, and she's not going to pay. Now, what can I do?
I cross her off my list of...
No, this isn't funny. Now, if you've ever had your stomach pumped, it's the worst experience I've ever had in my life.
I'm quite certain it is. I've never had my stomach pumped.
Well, it's terrible. It's a terrible experience for a child to have to go through, but it was just as bad for me as an adult.
I'll bet.
And I was wondering, do you think maybe I don't want to sue her or anything, but I want her to pay for my stomach pump. Because I just don't think that... I mean,
what would you sue her for?
I don't want to sue her. I mean, she used to be a friend, but I do. I want to get back at her some way. I'm sorry. I don't go along with the Bible.
Why don't you invite her over for dinner?
No, I'm trying to be serious about this. I just was wondering if there's some way I could make her pay that bill. Because I don't have a penny's worth of insurance as far as, you know, hospitals go.
I really, you know, legally, I'm not an attorney, but I just can't see any grounds morally.
Well,
I guess.
She supposedly served poisonous food. I mean, I thought that I was poisoned. I mean, she thought her cat died, and she calls up and tells me to get my stomach pumped, and I wasn't going to question it. See, she had to confess then. She wasn't even going to tell us that her cat ate out of the shrimp she served us. She had to tell us, because then she thought she was going to have a bunch of dead people. I'm sorry, I was just upset.
I'd be upset, too, and you'll have to excuse us for laughing, but it's just one of the wildest stories I've ever heard.
Well, that's what people are working, too.
Oh, dear.
It's wild.
I think you ought to sit on it for about a week, and you'll probably start laughing about it, too.
Well, if you ever had your stomach pumped, I don't think you'd say that, but maybe I'll calm down and forget about it. I don't know.
You sound like a good sport.
Well, I don't know.
That's stretching things a little too far.
I think so. Thank you.
Ma'am, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
I don't know if that call was real or staged. I have no idea, but it was funny. If you laughed at that, that's the reason why his face is still up on the wall. Jim White. Tell you what, he was something else. I wish I had an opportunity to meet him. You know, you can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker if you want to see the photos. I posted a few from earlier today. And if you miss any part of the show, or even from last night or last week or last year, you can download it, KMOX.com/overnight. A very great resource for you, because we do it all for free. We do it all for you. And it's also on your favorite podcast app. Let's kick off the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.